my brother Andy. I gave him like 3 hours to prepare for this. Come here, Andy. Come on. So the Spirit apportions gifts to the body of Christ, yes, just as he wills, just as he desires. Well, he poured out different giftings on me and this good-looking brother of mine. We got different giftings. We're as different as, well, as night and day, right? And I got the primary gift of prophecy. Andy did not get that primary gift. And yet, he prophesies from time to time to people. And then in the house church with Luke and Savannah here a few weeks ago, he shared a word. Now, Andy's not one who likes to be up front or take the microphone, but I've asked him to do this, and I ask him a few questions. As someone who did not get the primary gift of prophecy, but you're still called, why is there value in it for the church today? What else did I ask you? What hurdles did you have to, kind of what hurdles in your mind you had to overcome? And what's a step of faith moment where you kind of gave yourself to believing this? Take it away.
I just am not a preacher, so I feel a little bit, because it's last minute, a little bit like going down rabbit trails. So the prophecy issue in our church today is one that has so many different opinions. And just people look at it in so many different ways. So I believe I've been on a journey most of my adult life with this question, because I don't sense, the Lord was so gracious to me. Excuse me, let me just pray real quick so I don't go down rabbit trails. But Father God, thank you for how close you are to us, Lord. We thank you for every one of your giftings that is such a blessing to each and every one of us. We pray that we would walk in wisdom. We pray that we would walk in understanding and just the joy of your Spirit, Lord. Praise your name. So 13 years ago, 14-ish, when I met my beautiful wife and we got together, she is very, very heavily influenced in this gifting. And I had already been on a little bit of a journey with that. And my journey was this. I feel awkward when people give me any type of a dream. I feel like digging a hole and not letting them come in it with me. I feel like when people give me a picture, I'm just trying to figure out the reality of what that picture is and not really what it could mean. So I look at it in a practical way instead of a, what I would say my wife looks at it as a encouraging way, just naturally. So my inclination is I'm all on board with the people that said prophecy was for Jesus' time, and then it went away, and we don't have it anymore. I am like, yes, amen. Preach it from the pulpit.
This is why I wanted him to share, by the way, because this is reality. I hope this is encouraging to you.
That's just my natural self, and I just am completely honest with that. But I had this same viewpoint in high school about when I was trying to figure out my process through Calvinism, Arminianism, and I think a lot of us has gone through that also. And I had this girl in my high school that was a strong believer just tell me, what does the Bible say about Jesus Christ and how he relates to the believers, how he chooses his elect, what does the Bible say? Not about what you feel. I feel like, you know, everybody should be given a choice. They should be able to make that choice. And she said, it's more than that. What does the Bible say about this issue? And I feel that same way with prophecy. I have to keep going back to Joseph had the gift of prophecy way, way back in the beginning. And then prophecy is talked about all throughout the New Testament very, very strongly. And so I don't see any break in there where it talks about it's gone. You know what I mean? It was just for the Jesus disciples. And so I have to believe that that is how God worked back then. That's how God worked in the middle. This is one of his ways of talking, speaking, and that's how he's still working. And so I just take that on faith. I take that on, God gave me the gift of my wife, who has showed me that in a closer way. I can trust. I have a trust issue with people. So he gave me a gift of a prophetic lady that's close to me that I can really trust in everything that she's saying as truth. And that's such a blessing for me and a gift. So it says in the Bible to desire prophecy. And I'm struggling with that, honestly, because I still am not really desiring that gift. But I think a lot of what I'm not desiring is the fake prophecy. And so I've been trying to distinguish what is prophecy. And I just, from my basic intellect and what I read from the scripture, the gifting has to do with that pictures, dreams, visions, a different way, a different language that God speaks to his people. And it encourages or it straightens you out. And so it's for the edification of the body. And anything that comes from self or selfish motives is just stuff that I just am just cringing inside and want to run and beat them over the head with a hammer, the people that are walking in that, for manipulation tactics or for glorification of themselves. But prophecy in a Christian worldview sense is so beneficial and such a blessing to the body. And there went a rabbit trail right there.
Nope.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
Nope, that was so good.
So that's my journey with it. The Lord speaks. I believe I can walk in I don't know if I am definitely walking in a prophetic way right now in this season. I believe that the Lord has given me more of a wisdom, a gift of knowledge and wisdom at times, and I can access, and he gives me words to speak to people. I haven't gotten really any dreams. I can't really interpret dreams. The different aspects of prophecy. And I'm not saying that tomorrow I might not wake up and have all of that and be able to walk in that. It's enlightening to see what God has done in my life. And I just am here real in front of you. And
yeah. Amen. Amen. Andy said, yeah, good. It's been said, Andy says in three words what takes me 300 words to say. And I so appreciate, he's got such a deep wisdom in his heart. Andy reminds me of Doc Koons. Doc just knows things. He doesn't know how, right? It just happens. He just has this inner knowing. And Andy's the same way. Andy just has this deep knowing. So thank you, brother. There's all different flavors. Sometimes we can get like, you know, the crazy Brian Paulzer's up here and he's seeing things. And we people who typically get the mic and do this. But I wanted to demonstrate to you and have a heart from someone who's not primarily gifted in that. But Paul says, how many of us can prophesy? All of us. Doesn't matter if that's your man. Andy's primarily gifted in service in other areas. Praise the Lord. But he can prophesy. And so it's a bigger step of faith for Andy to walk in this than it is for me. It's a little more natural. It flows a little easier. But I think that's like a bigger deal. I think it's a bigger deal when he actually walks in that and demonstrates that. And there's other like him. So I hope that's encouraging to you guys here.